RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the KHC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Will Chambers, Alec Metford here with you as we take you up to 2 o'clock today. And now it's time to talk with the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones, brought to you by North Texas Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas, and we see it all over the fields. Jerry, thank you for joining us. Merry Christmas. At football is family, certainly. For you, your family is football. It had to feel great to get a win on Christmas. How are you?
Oh, boy. Boy, I just got a text from a new coach in college, and he was congratulating for the win and just touching base, and I've known him. And I told him that after all the games, a win is glorious. A win is special. Bill Parcells used to say, you know, I'm not going to I don't want to compromise anything for a win. I don't have that many more chances probably in my career to get a win. A win is special. I've noticed debate about whether to play certain players in the game yesterday or the game this 10 days from now. But it's so important to understand when you're involved what it means to put a win there that'll always be with you. Now, losses hurt, and of course, that's the other side of the coin. But it's great to win. It's important. And they're singularly worth noting. I can remember wins and games, remember losses as well, of the Cowboys for extending back the full 35 years. But I can remember quarters. I can remember plays and games that I was involved in when I was in college. Winning is important.
Yeah, Jerry, how difficult is this for you? Because, look, Dak is having an insanely great year. You know, coming off the injury, he's right there, you know, for the passing title. Yet he was hit 11 times yesterday, and he is so valuable to your team. How difficult is it when you assess everything going into this weekend as to how you want to play this out?
You weigh that against how valuable it was to win the game yesterday. And I don't mean to sound like a motivational talk here, but that win's big to us yesterday. And to go up against the Giants and to finish with hopefully the kind of taste we've got in our mouth today, to go do that, there's a tremendous carryover. And I'm not just talking about the players. I'm talking about everybody, coaches, fans, all the way through. Winning the game because they're hard. They're supposed to be hard. They are hard. The NFL is designed so that you have got to really break out of those traces to stay out of that 500 range. That's the way it's set up. The very worst teams get to pick the best players and so forth. So having said all of that, That was a physical day there yesterday for Dak. That was, we knew it was coming. Quinn, the coach over there, that's his style, and he had watched games and saw how that might be the best way to put it on us yesterday. And so to not expect there to be a lot of pressure out there yesterday would have had your head in the sand. But I noticed the comments from the players after the game, and they were talking about how that first half that was one thing, to be imposing you well and having those three possessions, three scores, and dominating that clock. But the other part of it comes just as assured, and that is when you're reeling and it's going the other way and the questioning of what you're doing out there and making a mistake and get an unfortunate penalty, fighting through that. Well, that's important that those players and everybody see each other do that, feel it. It'll be important up there against the Giants in 10 days.
Well, Jerry, on the other side of the coin, I think that your head coach, Brian Schottenheimer's play calling seemed a bit more aggressive yesterday. Went 6 of 6 on fourth down. The offense looked pretty good, and it seemed like he was willing to take more chances. What did you think of Shotty's play calling yesterday?
Well, I'm smiling when you said it looked like he was a bit more aggressive. 6 out of 6 fourth down calls. I've never heard of. I never thought football would get to the point that you would have that kind of stat. But it's a credit to really the confidence. Again, that's how you gain it, is to execute on it. And it was material, of course. It just through just the time of possession went crazy, even though we were having trouble slowing them down on their big plays over 15 yards. I think they had 7 or 8 up. But the point is that that aggressive play calling allowed us to hold that ball. And in holding that ball is what dominated the game. It set up criteria that are not normally in a stat sheet. And that is one way to win a football game is, even if you're a little porous on your defense, is to just go for it on every fourth down. Now, of course, that can turn on you and have an embarrassing result. But, no, I was from the get-go, it was about running yesterday. We knew they'd be putting pressure on Dak. And I thought that under the circumstances, he was outstanding.
And, Jerry, one thing that didn't help your time of possession in a good way was Kevontae Turpin with an electric touchdown as a wide receiver. And I think the group that you guys have formed at that third wide receiver spot is one of the most underrated and skilled, you know, groups in football. How much of a luxury is it to have Kevontae Turpin returning kicks for you but also catching passes and just having multiple options outside of CD and George Pickens?
Well, it is tremendous, and it does create all kinds of stress on the teams you're playing, the defense. But I'll tell you, not to get away from that, but to add to it, that running game that we had yesterday and what Williams was doing early, I've never seen it executed better. And those guys over on that other side of the ball now, they wanted to, the ones that were out on the field at that time and place, boy, they wanted it. And we were able to really run that ball. And I can't say enough about these running backs. Williams, both of them playing with a certain amount of handicap, and just were outstanding. And that was the difference in my mind in the first and second half. His first half, we were able to execute that run so good and so consistently, and it just let us dominate that time of possession. But I'm back to your receiver question, and it's accurate. We didn't have Florinay yesterday, who's absolutely had a breakout year. But to have Turpin in there, and of course, you say, well, why don't we do one of those every game? and then they'd back up off of us and let us throw a few of our shorter crossing routes. But no, that's a weapon, beautifully done by Dak, and well done because of the pressure that he'd been getting. But bottom line is, that receiving core that we have out there, and you throw Pickens and throw Lamb, throw Flournoy, and you throw the rest of the guys that are in there, and what we can do with the running game, that's a great combination, and we've got a lot to look forward to here in terms of watching this operate. And while I'm at it, I'll just say this, and I am not the eternal optimist. I know I act like and sound like I am when I'm on the a show with you guys or I'm in public, but I have a lot of times when I see too many flaws, so I have to do tricks to keep me going positive too. So, but all I'm saying is, our future, what we've got set up on both sides of the ball, I think bodes well for us.
Jerry, how close do you think you are with this team?
Well, I be very candid with you. The loss against Detroit, and again, you asked the question of me, how close I think we are. The loss against Detroit was a surprise to me. Not the loss, but just how we played. I thought we had turned the corner defensively. We'd got personnel back that we hadn't had. We'd got our new personnel already acclimated, and Williams Quentin Williams on the defensive front, added him in that front, which I think has a great future, not just him, but the front. And I thought it was onward and upward at that particular point. We were getting Revell out there, knowing he was a rookie, but thought that he could make a difference. Diggs coming healthy, Bland coming healthy back there, Hooker getting better. When we started this year, I thought our strength could quite possibly be that secondary. And, boy, have we had to shuffle that around. And it's been probably the most telling thing in my mind, that and linebacking inconsistency out there. Those things are and can and is a work in progress to get addressed. If we can get that addressed and keep advancing the ball, so to speak, figuratively speaking, on the offensive side of the ball, we can be a heck of a team.
Yeah, defense has been a struggle this year. I know hindsight being 2020, is there anything that you can look back to that you would have done differently when looking at that side of the ball coming into this season?
Well, we knew it was bratted out on our forehead that we had had a different, some different philosophical input for at least 3 years. I really would say for a 5-year period, we've been evolving had different influences on defense. And that lack of continuity, lack of, to use a word that's really being used lately, consistency. And it contributed to the players that are there. Now, remember, several of those guys we've been out there have just been here, but they've just gotten there on a lot of teams. A lot of teams are playing with first-year guys into a system or into defense. But we had our new coaching staff here as well. And that new coaching staff had some continuity together. A lot of them came with blues. And so they had continuity, and I thought that would smooth it out. But that plus just the ins and outs of availability of our players, I think are the things that I would point to. How do you remedy or how do you address lack of availability? What that is the player can't play. He's hurt. How do you address that? Well, it's different circumstances, different health situations, where they are in their career. All of that makes a difference. We're going to attack that harder than we've ever attacked it because I want to take advantage of where we are right now in principle with our offense. We've got good, young, strong offensive line, and that's improving at all times. So I think the offseason with our extra draft picks, we've also got reasonable to, frankly, good for the next 2 or 3 years, in good shape with our cap, our availability of dollars. So all in all, we're in better shape than, in my mind, anywhere near what we were last year.
So it sounds like to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, are you pleased with where you are scheme-wise and with, you know, with the coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball?
No, not okay. at all. And we've got a lot of work to do there. I'm sorry if mm-hmm. I have let my enthusiasm for the win yesterday misrepresent. No, not at all. We've got a lot of work to do over there. But we can do it. Mm-hmm. And we can do it with, let's say, manage the continuity that we don't have. Some of these teams have had the same continuity on their defensive scheme for years. And that still doesn't mean they don't have to make adjustments when they have injury. And that's the game. That's what we're in. And if you can't win and have some adversity with injury, you're not going to get there. But I think the combination of things this year and that with the new coaching staff, the continuity issue there, and then the fact that we were sitting there, if you'd told me we wouldn't have Bland a lot of this year as much as we haven't had him, if you'd told me Diggs would have not been in there as much, Hooker would have had some of the issues that he had available, what he was playing with, that type of thing, because, I thought that was one of our strengths.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Logan Wilson was a guy that you traded for and seemed really excited about adding to the lineup. He did not sub into yesterday's game. And you mentioned some inconsistency at the linebacker position. Where do things stand with him? And the linebacker position overall, how much work do you think it needs?
Well, we need to improve I'm going to just say, because improve where? First of all, I don't have an explanation for you why Wilson wasn't in there. He'd planned to be in there. We'd planned to have him in there. So I don't have that at this time. But he needs to be in there. He's got good instincts. The reason we got him was because he reads the play quick and can basically be in his lane of responsibility or react quick. It's critical that a linebacker have quick reacting, and he's able to do that. That's why we got him. So, but I don't have an answer about yesterday.
How difficult? What's the most difficult part of your job, Jerry? What's the thing that is just like it feels like the hardest thing to assess or to go through? You know, as the owner and general manager.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, our game is a little ambiguous when you start evaluating the actual play. You can have different interpretations of how the play and what different players were doing or didn't do. It's a mistake to think it's very bright lined. And if I can just say it this way, my college coach, Frank Broyles, who was known as one of the great strategists ever, certainly he understood fundamentals, but he was really a management major, and his entire focus was almost mathematical, and his goal was to get 2-1, 3-2, 4-3, always outnumber them, and then that makes up for whether or not the athlete was able to elude or able to soft leg and avoid getting a direct hit and make 3 or 4 more yards. Now, where I'm going with this is it's not a bright line game. And there's a whole bunch of looking on hindsight when you're looking at a tape of how a team played and looking back at how that team played and then making using that as the way to formulate the answer. And so because of that ambiguity, that's not frustrating, but it's hard. Because a lot of times you see things done. You remember 4 or 5 games back when we had our special teams guy get knocked down, get knocked back, and then turn around and was over there and recovered that ball? Y'all remember that great play?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was the most noted play by fans when I see them, or people in football when I see them. They talk about that play. That's football. Well, drawing that play up or having somebody explain that play to you is almost surreal, because that came from just sheer effort and tenacity. And it broke many of the rules of how to draw a play up, because you have that kind of intensity. Well, when you see a lot of the things that you see executed right, or you see it done because you can say it was done right because they had intensity, or you can see it done just where they were supposed to be but not done right, and maybe even a scope because of the lack of intensity. That's out there. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's not out there trying, but they just didn't have it together for that next step enough to get the job done. Now, I know this is a lot of arm waving that I'm doing here today, but it's not as exact as you'd like to believe it is, that you could X and O it at all. And so I think that's the hardest part.
Yeah, and the reason...
Evaluating a player, how do you explain sometimes when the nose tackle's got an inch and a half shorter arm, or not the nose tackle, defensive lineman, yet he's dynamic in the way he plays the game and makes up for it. So those are the hard things to figure in. And then I would say the injury factor. Our game is physical. No matter how much we throw those flags, this game is physical. And those are bones and sinew, and those are things that are getting tested out there. When I came into the league 35 years ago, there were 5 300-pound players in the league, 5. And now then, there are 300-pound players everywhere in terms of the big guys. the field is exactly the same width and the same length. There's no more room out there. And so the people are faster. And so you got more velocity going on against each other out there than at any time you had in those other years. You're going to have injury. And so when you've got a system that takes and pays most of the money to a few players, and then you have the rest of the players that are out there that are absolutely essential to doing anything, then you have a real challenge. That combination of things is probably my biggest challenge.
Yeah, and I ask it because, you know, on a human, just from a human element, and trying to assess in the X's and the O's, not just from a player standpoint, but from a coaching standpoint, too. Because it's easy for us to look and say, okay, well, look at the year that Robert Saleh is having with that defense in San Francisco. And he was in the building last year with you all. How do you assess what you are looking for when you're bringing in not just players, but coaches as well? And do you look back, you know, in hindsight, too, and think, man, did we make the right decision with, you know, the success that other coaches can have when you went another direction or have in the past before?
Yeah, well, he's outstanding. We almost didn't let him leave the building. We were impressed. But more importantly, his recommendations. If you really want to, again, if you really, really want to get out and check out a coach, just go down and not so much the interview, go down and check and visit with everybody he's coached with. And then also look at some of the coaching that he's actually done at the position or the area of responsibility he's had. If you really want to figure out what a coach's background is. But now, you rest assured, I know you guys know this, you don't have one that you wouldn't, if you look at all the tape, if you look at all the games, if you look at everything involved now, you'll have a lot of you'll have a lot to look at, and it won't all be Super Bowl stuff.
Jerry, yesterday on the Netflix broadcast, Emmitt Smith made an appearance, and he said, quote, "For the first time in a long time for me, I feel like we're heading in the right direction." What do you think Emmitt sees, and why do you think the fans should fall in line with Emmitt and his line of thinking?
Well, let me say this. Our fans have to do anything differently or more or less for me. I know what our fans want, and it's just a question of I happen to have the responsibility or happen to have the wheel on trying to get what the fans want out there. The fans are not – fans fall in line when you play good football and you have – that we came out of that game yesterday, and that was fun to win that ball game. It felt good. It isn't any fun at all on any basis to come out of a game and not win it. And so I've got a good feel for that. It's important to me. Cowboy fans, sports fans are the most important thing to me in the world. And that's why that I do all the things that I do to do what I can do to get their attention and get their interest. That's my makeup. That's what I do. And I know that we need to have football players. That's why Dak's the highest paid player in the NFL.
Jerry.
And so that we could have that kind of success.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I was just going to tell you, it was an exciting watch yesterday. The Netflix presentation was terrific as well, and I know that that means a lot to you in the greater scheme of things as well as coming away with a win. So I know it had to be a great Christmas with you all. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Okay, guys. Well, I got wound up here. I hope I answered at least two of your questions. But listen, it was a great win. It feels good. Our players are so proud, our coaches are, that we played the game to win like it was the next game was the playoff for the Super Bowl or the Super Bowl game. So we gained on it yesterday. and thanks for being on with me.
Hey, we appreciate it. Merry Christmas to the family and Happy New Year.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you. That's Jerry Jones, brought to you by North Texas Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Some interesting comments to come out of that. You know, when he was discussing the defense, Alec, it seemed, you know, in talking a lot about the fact that you were missing some players throughout the season. He mentioned Deron Bland. He was referring to others. I don't know. Did you get the same sense that I did, that it seemed that it was more on that than it was the scheme? And that's why I followed up with the question. I don't know if you had that sense as well.
Yeah, it felt a lot like that until I asked about Logan Wilson, and he said, no, we were anticipating on him playing.
Oh, yeah, and then when I asked if he was happy, right, he said, yeah. No, not at all. He was definitive on that. So
I think he admitted, he was like, don't let my, you know, excitement about the win confuse you. I think he might have just gotten a little bit like, okay, we saw that we have the propensity to win football games in the NFL with this team and this defense, but he kind of came back down to earth like, oh yeah, it's still not great.
One thing that Jerry and I both have in common is, without a question, the Detroit loss being the surprise. I think we're all joined together in that one pretty much too, right? So some interesting comments from Jerry Jones. We appreciate him joining us, as he does every Friday here on the KNC Masterpiece at 10:30. Let's turn to the other side and talk to Mickey Spagnuolo and his thoughts about what the owner and general manager just had to say and what he thinks the team should be doing as we look ahead to the Giants matchup next weekend. We'll do it next here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.